Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and the Bot. 7:05 in the morning, September the 28th. Gosh, last Friday in September 2012. Hey, 530-605-4567. Be perky this morning, be chippy this morning. We've got a lot of things going on. It's Friday. So you're just going to have to stand by, but we're going to have a first. For Reading, an absolute first for Reading is going to occur today during this show. And we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. So hop in our chat pack over there and join us. Good morning, Jaws. And speaking of Jaws, here's Bad Bob.
Good morning.
What did you feel like talking about what happened last night?
Probably should not.
Oh, come on.
Come on, talk about it.
You did not do anything wrong.
We had a proper survey done of our property that we bought out there west of Reading.
Cool.
And the surveyors were out there. It's not a cheap process, by the way. It's very exacting.
Oh, yeah. They've got machines.
Yeah, they find the markers. There's a BLM marker on one corner, and so they use that as a reference point, and then they measure everything out. Well, it seems that a couple of my neighbors, one of my neighbors, has encroached about 40 feet onto a remote section of my 2 acres and is undergoing some horticulture, you might say.
They're growing marijuana out there, are they?
And you didn't know that they were on your property until last night.
Right, and I don't think they knew either. So,
okay. So what are you going to do with that? That's kind of like found money, right?
Well, no, I mean, what do you do with that? Because
I'm going to strongly suggest that they remove it from my property.
No, what I'm saying, yes, exactly, of course you would. But here's
after you take all the little leaves off it? And
no, I have no interest in that.
But I'm sure you're not alone in the fact when somebody buys a piece of property, we have the same thing. There's been so many property in the older part of Reading, so many pieces of property have been grandfathered into, I think it's kind of blurred where the real lines go as far as the property lines.
I'm sure. Yes.
Yeah. Well, we had ours staked out and it's a legal document. It's being registered with the county and all that because we discovered that part of what I thought was mine is actually over on the neighbor's side. There may be a reward system
out there someplace if they turn in pot grows. You know, I have your address. I may just call the sheriff and the guys there from,
Well, congratulations for doing that. That's really very cool.
Yeah. We have one neighbor we have to talk to because the fences are, you know, but we're on good terms. But these other folks who I've never met them and all that, I'm just going to maybe – well, first thing you do, of course, in this case is you contact law enforcement and you say, what do I do? You know, what are my options here? Because I want to try to resolve this reasonably quiet. Yes. Now that I've broadcasted
well,
the whole
thing. Well, no, I mean, and they may have a.
For people who want to know where Bob lives, give me a call.
I'll tell you
so you can go down there and maybe harvest a few plants.
They may be growing for six. I think you can grow for six if you get their whatever.
It's kind of like a dinner for eight. Okay, hey, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, for our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 87 points at 13,398. Standard & Poor's 500 is down 8 at 1439. And the NASDAQ is down 14 at 3122. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 5 cents at $8.92. And Dollar General down 29 cents at $51.71. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 11 cents at $16.68, and North Valley Bank is down a quarter at $13.25. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield down to 2.79%. In the commodity markets, we're finding gold down $5.30 at $17.75.20, silver down 19 cents at $34.47, and crude oil down 29 cents at $91.56. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much for your update. We get our updates from the Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday. It's at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. And if you have any questions, head on down to Park Marina Drive. Talk to our friends down there with our Wells Fargo Advisors. Gosh, today is Friday.
Hey, let's share with our listeners the 63. Yeah. You know, it's one of those, can't believe it, these are record days in October. We've got a hot October, what can I say? Temperatures are going to be around 95 today. Temperatures tonight, and of course, that beautiful moon, temperatures reaching to about 60. Here's the forecast. Sunny on Saturday, 95. Sunday is going to be 98. Some say we're going to hit the triple-digit mark. Definitely on Monday, the forecast says 100. So we are in for a hot week, and this is really amazing. We're hitting October.
100 degrees. Well, okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We got a lot of things we're going to talk about today. And like I said, possibly a first on radio here in the North State. But we've got a lot of things to talk about things happening this weekend, some things that happened back in the United Nations, stuff that's happening around here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Pepsi, Navajo Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tire present the 15th annual Crowdy Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Obsession, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, Shocker, and many more will all come to challenge Bigfoot. Also, freestyle motocross with sick tricks and backflips. Local Tough Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Plus, the Hillbilly and much more. And hey, don't you dare miss the Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. Downtown, right in front of the courthouse, Thursday night, October 4th, starting at 6 p.m. This is where you get up close, meet the drivers, and get their autographs. And it's absolutely free. Thursday night, October 4th, in front of the courthouse, downtown. The Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. And get ready for an incredible weekend at the West Coast Monster Truck National, October 5th, 6th, and 7th, at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. 7:15 in the morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair. Hey, he can do things that other people can't do with windshields. I can't even talk about right here, but he does guarantees. He takes a small chip, he will fix that. And he can fix cracks in your windshield up to 24 inches long. That's right. He takes it in, puts it in the shop, in and out, guaranteed work. Don't have anything to worry about. If somebody else shows up, bring it back. He fixes it, even though that doesn't happen. Go down and see Jeff. Tell him you heard about it right here on Free Fire Radio. Go down to 3280 Market Street.
You know what we call him? Crackmaster!
Crackmaster, Jeff.
Crackmaster.
Give him a call at 241-8373. He's a great guy. Great guy. Go on down there and put your car in his hands.
All right, tonight, there are so many things going on this weekend. Tonight, if you can't come out to Anselmo's and it's just too much of a drive or whatever, I'll be out there from 7 to 10 with Lou White, Andy Uli, and Bob Cassendis. It's going to be a fabulous, fun night. 7 to 10 are the changed hours. We're going to do a little jazz, a little rock and roll. And yes, there will be tambourine.
Yes, if you haven't seen Linda on the tambourine, you just need to come up for that. You
know, my girlfriend
come on up, buy a glass of wine, and watch Linda tambourine.
My girlfriend brought one to me last night because for some reason I can't find mine. And it's a double. It's a real, like a real drummer.
So
at 10
o'clock last night, I'm trying to watch. I'm trying to watch a real good show on guns, and she's out there. All I'm hearing is tambourine and boom, 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 and that's in the bed next to you.
Hey, should we do a shout-out to somebody we met yesterday who did a bang-up job on an installation? Don.
Don from Clyde's.
Yeah.
Came over and did a good job. He's a good
guy.
He
did a great.
Veteran. He's a veteran.
Yeah, he did a great job, veteran. And thank you so much. Right. Okay, I've got tickets here in my hand tonight for tonight's show. You guys would love it if you are thinking, oh, it's Friday night, and, I don't know, you kind of feel like a bump on a log, or you feel like I just don't want to go out. Messiah on the Frigidaire, hilarious show at the Riverfront Playhouse. Very well written, a great show. I have free tickets. I've got great seats in the house right now. It's for tonight. And we definitely want those seats to be filled. You know how it is when you're out on stage and you see empty rows. Let's not have our media night here and with great seats be empty. So this is your opportunity. I have a handful here, and that's for tonight at 7:30. So give me a call right now, 605-4567. That's 605-4567, and you could go to a really great play at the Riverfront Playhouse called Messiah on the Frigidaire. It's supposed to be kind of southern, like trailer-ish kind of, you know, how funny that's going to be just with the idea that I see Jesus on the side of a frigid. Frigidaire.
There.
See Jesus on the side of a Frigidaire inside of a trailer park. Oh,
And what's wrong with that?
Oh, nothing. It's just you can imagine where you go.
I've got something else for people. Classy Cafe, our favorite place. Millie and Kathy. Classy Cafe's German dinner. 26th anniversary of Classy Cafe is from Saturday, it's Friday, September 28th, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And it's going to have sauerbraten and rinderroodeland and liver and zippenwindnudeln and with a moon noodle and a German beers and wine. Now, why did I think that this was going to be? I thought I saw it. We're going to find out for sure. But, They are over on Athens, but I believe this is being done at the Veterans Hall. But we're going to find out for sure. But put this, okay.
It's
you want to go someplace, you want to get,
party.
That's right, you want to get something to eat first. boom, head on over to Classy Cafe, and I tell you what, Sauerbraten, I mean, they have food there that I can't pronounce, which isn't easy, or which is
easy. Here's a cool thing, go have German food and then go see.
We're going to find out exactly where they're going to have this, because like I said, I thought I saw another announcement, it was going to be down at the Vet Center. But we're going to find out for sure where that's going to be, and we'll get back to you on that one. And you know what, here is a new way to bring notice to breast cancer and to fight breast cancer. Think Pink. NorCal Top Shot, presented by the Tehama Shooters Association to benefit NorCal Think Pink on Sunday, October 7th at the Tehama Shooters Range in Red Bluff. You're going to go out there and have a shootout. Yeah, I mean with real guns, not at each other. You're going to be aiming at targets with two handguns, beginning with a .45, a 1911 model, a .357 Smith & Wesson handgun.
Should get Chadwick
out there.
You get
a Ruger Blackhawk. They're going to fire five rounds from each of three rifles, beginning with a .30-06, a 5.56, which is like the M16.
That's a cool idea.
A .45 Long Colt Henry, you know, those kind you see. You know, anyway, there's all these things that's going to happen. But you got to sign up, and it's $50, but you get that, and you get prizes, and all firearms are provided, all ammunition provided, and it supports the breast cancer awareness. Now, how do you get a hold of these people? 530-529-9375. All ammunition. They're going to provide a hot lunch for a small donation. I mean, this is a, you know what? I'm going to this.
Hey, Chadwick.
Hey, we're going.
You know, Chadwick, she took one of your advanced pistol courses, this gal. Oh my gosh. I have to have her on because she,
she's a wild woman.
She's wonderful and she, is a photographer too.
Yeah.
But she has, we're going to take a quick break, but she knows firsthand, knows well the gal who's designed holsters.
Yeah.
Where you are, the concealed holsters, places you wouldn't believe holsters would be, where you can carry like several sidearms.
Several.
I know you're only allowed three, but.
No, you can carry as many as you want.
On the range. But
I as many as you want anyway. It's just that only three legally.
Oh.
All right, if you're doing concealed. We'll be
we're
right back.
We're going to take a break. KCNR 1460.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear.
Yeah, Sugar Bear.
Remind me again why we're out here.
To get in touch with our inner bear.
Our inner bear? What's that?
Yep, our inner bear.
Couldn't we just do that at home?
Oh, come on. Get in the spirit. We need to find the words to truly channel our never-ending, all-consuming need to feed people huge portions of great-tasting food at modest prices.
Couldn't we just tell them about all of our homestyle meals we offer and how we make things with the freshest ingredients, never any freeze-dried or prefabricated stuff?
Well,
and how we never compromise quality while maintaining reasonable prices.
Well, now that does kind of have a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
Did you have to bring a real bear?
Real bear? Okay, don't panic.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
At Platinum Auto Glass, if it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. That's right, certified technicians specializing in every aspect of window repair and replacement. Whether it's in the shop or at your location with our mobile service. The best part is, all of our work is guaranteed and we'll even help you pay your deductible. A chipped, cracked, or leaky window could be unsafe and possibly get you a ticket as well. Don't put off what our techs can do for you. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the Bot, 7:25 in the morning. Okay, let me make that clear. Classic Cafe and all that great food in their 26th anniversary is going to be down at their place on Athens Avenue. And their phone number is 244-4939. And they've got the best German food in town. I tell you what, it is just absolutely mouth-watering. Right, Bad Bob?
Absolutely. Linda, a question from the chat room about the concealed holsters, including one that it is in the bra, and I assume that's for the woman who wants to carry 2.38s and a gun.
Absolutely. I like it. And without a third bra, without a third cup. No. So, yeah, I got to have her on because that's amazing. Sorry if the name escapes me, but this gal who designed these holsters, there's one that snaps at the bra. You can't even see the lump in between your breasts. And you would just lift your top up and pull it down. Tell me anybody would not be expecting that. Folks in the parking lot.
First of all, you don't
whatever.
Have to lift your top up. You just reach underneath
your
top.
Yeah.
Now you can lift your top up to kind of like freeze them.
So we could win beads.
Freeze them for a second.
We want to win beads.
So you get beads at the same time you shoot them. They'll hand
so
you
the
beads
ones,
at the same time you pull a gun and point it at them.
The other ones, I think,
this got nothing to do with what I want to talk about.
Under, okay, well, you go ahead.
No, go on, finish
the other
it. No,
under right. your arm, under your arm, like under your armpits. But they're in a way that they're small enough for these smaller weapons that it somehow, you know, I would just be
there's
really
no
curious.
Bulgy spots.
There's a she has a diagram. She showed me a diagram of this woman walking in and going, "Do you see guns on me?" And she did it afterwards. You look at the picture and you go, "No." Well, then afterwards at the under is it, there's five. And then it showed where the placement of the holsters of the guns. It was amazing. So we got to get Chadwick in. And who, again, she was a wonderful shooter and totally into it, and I think she'd be great for NorCal. Now, I'm sorry, it's your turn to rant.
Okay, at the UN yesterday, the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, gave a fantastic speech. In it, he talked about Israel, he talked about what Israel had provided the rest of the world for so long. I mean, anything from irrigation projects in Africa to medicine to technology. Any cell phone that you use has got Israeli technology in it. The theater, the arts, all this. And he said it's coming to a time, though, that Iran's going to get the bomb. And there needs to be a red line. A red line meaning a specific warning and says don't cross this, because Iran right now is probably within, you know, if you listen to the United Nations, their nuclear department there, which sometimes can make up their mind because something can't, is that within a year the Iranians could have enough weapons grade plutonium to have a bomb. And so Netanyahu said he urged a red line to stop their acquisition of weapons-grade plutonium. And then if not, what next? Okay, let's talk about that. What next? What if these sanctions don't work and, you know, you got the Chinese and Russia still continuing to support it? What has Obama done? What has Obama done that is a mark of strength? And what if they do get it? What if they do have the plutonium? And they move forward with it. What is the United States' reaction to this? What is the United States' reaction to what Netanyahu is saying? Do I have to turn into The View? How about Letterman? Because it seems like that's where he makes a lot of his pronouncements about what's happening in the world, like it was an act of terrorism that killed our ambassador. Like he's the last one to know it, and he's the president of the United States. Everybody knew what happened there that night. Anybody who had any connection to any of what happened there. And I mean talking about former military. Everybody knew what happened. You just had to look at it and see what happened. It wasn't a riot. These guys were well-trained going in after the ambassador, and they succeeded. They killed our ambassador. What's happened? Where do you hear about it? On The View. Why? on The View? Anyway, but not only did Netanyahu give a great speech about what could happen, he's talking about this could lead to war. What is Obama's reaction to this? Does anybody know? And if Israel goes to war with Iran to destroy those nukes, what is the United States going to do besides cut our military to the bone, which is going to happen on January if the president doesn't do something? Another 50,000 personnel, at least a minimum of 50,000 personnel are leaving. The air wings get cut back. Our missile defense system is gone, as you know. All of this. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. We're going to be talking to the Palisade Chamber of Commerce.
From the Fox Business Network, disappointing reports on the U.S. economy are weighing heavily on stocks today. Consumers were less optimistic this month, according to the University of Michigan. And though Americans boosted their spending last month, their wages grew more slowly, so they dipped into their savings to pay for purchases. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 90 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ both moving lower as well. Corn prices, though, are soaring today. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said stockpiles were at the low end of the expected range at just 988 million bushels. Wheat stocks also came in low, suggesting greater than expected feed use for both grains. And T-Mobile is selling the rights to roughly 7,200 towers to Crown Castle International. The price tag, $2.4 billion in cash. Crown Castle, a cell phone tower company, will have exclusive rights to lease and operate the towers for about 28 years. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Network, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey.
gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome to On the Spot. Excuse me, that was last night. What am I doing?
Hey, Free Fire Radio, woo! KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott, 7:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, our favorite place. Joe and Shelley have a great place there, Espresso Joe's.
Wow.
Special coffee, 20 ounces for like $3. You walk next door, you get the finest tobacco prices in town. They will beat any tobacco price in town. Discounts for veterans. They're nice to people. They've got meeting rooms they offer to different community groups for just a small donation. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You know why I got confused, don't you?
Well, it's the ladies that are in here.
We have girls in the room, and of course, my Thursday night show always seems to promote, you know, I have, you know, it's all girl-friendly, but I have a lot of guy listeners. You know, it's a guilty pleasure, like, yeah, especially when we give tickets away. Well, we've got the Chamber of Commerce, two of our gals from the Chamber of Commerce from Palisadro.
Paula Sweet.
Hi, thank you for having us.
And Kim Burns.
Hi.
Good morning.
Okay. Now, are you okay, Kim? We haven't traumatized you already, have we?
No.
During the breaks, we have a tendency to get going here, and we're going to be talking hoedown.
I think if you live in Palisadro and you're going to be involved with the Chamber of Commerce and you're putting these kinds of events on, that you got to have some grit. Because this sounds like a really fun night. It's a beautiful flyer. It seems like you've really put a lot of thought behind it. Tomorrow night, tell us what's happening with your hoedown under the stars.
Well, we're really excited. We got together with Haas and we said, hey, it would be great if you had a dance floor at your property and had all of Shasta County come, like the old barn raising, and a place where everybody can come together. It's family-friendly, and it starts during the day. It actually starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we have all of Haas regular events going on. And then from 12 to 3, we're bringing back those old-world relays, like watermelon eating contests. A three-legged race.
Gunny sack racing.
And you actually, in lieu of the Olympics, we actually have little Olympic medals that the kids could win for second and third bronze, gold.
Wait a minute, are these for kids only?
No, it's for everybody.
I mean, a three-legged race if I want to get in there with Bob?
No, we take them all. Take you all. This is family-friendly. Anybody willing to do it?
You know what the secret for wheelbarrow race is? Don't grab the ankles. Grab the knees. That way, there's less weight for them to be, and when they're running down the course.
You've done this before.
I've wheelbarrowed in many countries.
I like three-legged races. Those are really fun. So it begins at 9 a.m. at the daytime hoedown.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like you have pony rides, watermelon, like you said before, eating contests, sack racing, three-legged race, water balloon toss, shooting, and a bow and arrow contest.
The bow and arrow contest and the shooting contest, you can win tickets to put in a raffle for the guns. So it's a Smith & Wesson semi-automatic with a scope on it.
Oh, you guys are serious.
$600 value.
Well, I tell you what, you know it's a fundraiser and a good time in Northern California because there's a gun association.
Yeah,
we were talking about that earlier. Yeah. Oh, I got to find one of those. I carry.
Yeah.
Whoa, everybody carries.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know what, for the Women's Refuge, and I was dancing with the stars one time, so you know, it does raise money. So I said, well, I'm just going to raffle off a rifle. So I went over, you know, wanted to make sure it was okay with the Women's Refuge. Mm-hmm. And I walk over and I sold my first 20 tickets right there.
Oh,
so, you know, after that, it was easy. Okay, the Hoedown Under the Stars featuring the Billies.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if you're aware, but they just won Best Band of the North State this past weekend. So they're a great band. They play country, jazz, rock. So they're very well-rounded in regards to music. And we actually have two tickets for you guys if anybody wants to call in.
Oh, my gosh.
They're $12.50 value, each one.
Oh, well, good. Let's do that right now. So if you'd like to go Saturday night,
That's all day Saturday.
That's this Saturday night, the 29th.
It starts at 9 a.m.
There you go. It's all day, and how much fun. Two free wristbands for the day with compliments from the Chamber
of
Commerce.
That's a $500 value. maybe it's not $500. But you'll have $500 worth of fun.
Oh, how much fun.
Yeah.
So give us a call, 605-4567, and you can, we're going to give you lots of good stuff this morning. So give us a call, and you can get those free wristbands for the day and night. It's just a great time. Great family time, too.
Yeah, yes. It should be fun. And even the dance is, kids are welcome. It's for everybody. And the dance starts, if you just want to come and pay $5, you can go to the dance. And the dance, the Billies will start playing at 8, and they'll play till 12. You can come. Sounds like a hoedown.
And there'll be food.
A watermelon eating contest.
Oh, yeah.
Now, is that where you put your hands behind your back?
Yep.
And you put a big chunk of watermelon in
the
cup right there?
Before, yes.
And then,
boy.
Is there going to be seeds in this watermelon?
Probably.
So you spin them.
So do you have a watermelon?
Or you eat them.
Seeds.
Oh.
Oh, no, because your mom won't let you do that.
Yeah.
No, I won a watermelon race because I ate my seeds. I'm very proud of it.
Real girls eat seeds. I carry and I eat seeds. Yes. There you go. Kind of like that. I'll see you at the hoedown.
Yep.
Yeah. You see me reaching for my blouse. It may be a big surprise to you. Yeah.
Well, you know what that is called? It's called a flashbang bra holster. I'm looking it up right now on YouTube. So, yeah. And you do lift your shirt up before you pull it out. That's what it shows.
Well,
anyway.
Okay.
But you can't do that with the big gun you're going to win in the with the scope. Somebody could maybe do that. Anyway, that's really cool. What else is on? The raffle goes in bow and arrow.
Let's take a break. Let's come back and talk another couple of minutes about this, just for the fact that I'm having a good time. That's right. And we've got a big surprise coming on. Y'all may want to hang around until 8 o'clock. We're doing. We've got a big surprise coming on tonight. Today at 8 o'clock, we've got something we've never done before. We're going to have like a super good time doing it, too. Some of us. We'll be right back. Call in the box.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me September 28th. We'll all be up at Anselmo Vineyards singing away with Bob Casandas on guitar, Andy Uli on bass, and Lou White. We start off the night with that good, great jazz dinner music. Later on, we're going to rock out. So come up and enjoy a fabulous 5-star meal in Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. That's a Friday night, and we'll be there performing from 7 to 10 in Anselmo Vineyards.
The Greater Palo Cedro Chamber of Commerce kicks off the fall festivities at Historic Hawes Ranch Saturday, September 29th with an old-time family celebration. Tons of activities, watermelon eating contests, sack races, three-legged races, BB gun and bow and arrow shooting. Purchase a raffle ticket to win a Smith & Wesson 22 semi-automatic rifle. All-day fun with contests, zip lines, pony rides, and more prizes than you can shake a stick at. It's a full day of fun, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
At 8 p.m., tear up the new day. Dance floor under the stars with a hoedown throwdown featuring the Billies playing a mixture of country, blues, and classic rock and roll. Cold beer and wine will be available at the watering hole. Put on your dancing shoes for a hoedown throwdown at Historic Hawes Ranch. Dance gates open at 6 p.m. Band starts playing at 8 p.m. to midnight. It's a full day of fun at Historic Hawes Ranch on Dersh and Deschutes Road, Saturday, September 29th.
Hi, this is Doug with Gold Leaf Nursery. Fall is the best time of year to plant shrubs and trees. The nights are cooler, the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take off and get a good hold, and the plants have a good start. And starting Friday, September 14th, our big fall sale begins. Take advantage of fall prices. And what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1-gallon through 24-inch box trees, 40% off all 1-gallon through 15-gallon size shrubs and vines and ground covers. Also, all concrete vintage statuary and fountains are also 40% off. The nursery is just loaded with plants and shrubs and trees, perennials and ground covers still in bloom. We have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus, over 1,000 trees in stock. On sale, come on in, take advantage of our big fall sale, 40% off shrubs, trees, and ground covers. Now in stock too, all of our fall vegetables and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, just a quarter mile from Airport Road.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
We having fun yet?
Yeah, we're having fun. You're sitting here, you know, pull your shirt up, pull your gun out.
I'm looking at nothing to do with hold down, though. For jogging and hiking now. We got into this concealed carry this morning. But more
Let's
importantly, right now we're
right.
talking about the hoedown.
September 29th, which is Sunday.
No, Saturday.
I'm sorry, Saturday. Gosh, I'll be okay.
And we
Saturday.
Do have two wristbands that are passes for the right. days to give
Paula,
away for the great hoedown.
Right, Paula Sweet and yes. Kim Burns are here. Now, we have it's tickets. It's a, passes into the hoedown. It's going to start at, 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm probably right. Am I, yeah, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. But then they have dancing too. Does that include the dancing?
Yeah, so you can come back if you come do the day events and then you can come back in the evening.
Yeah, drop the kids off. Because look, this is a great place to take your kids. Pony rides, watermelon eating contest. Sack races, three-legged races, water balloon toss, shooting, bow and arrow contest, zip line. You got a zip line?
Zip line. Mm-hmm. That's
cannon?
Something that Haas always has.
You have a cannon?
Yeah, the cannon's pretty fun. You do have to pay a little bit of money for the cannons, but you shoot,
if you shoot the
pumpkins.
Cannon. You shoot the pumpkins.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Okay. All right. Now, all of this is you can do for $12.50. Seniors 65 and up, 10, so Bob, you can get in cheaper. And children under 3, Linda. Kidding.
Really? Okay. Are you kidding? Or was that just a little like, what is that supposed to mean?
No. Nothing, just
okay, maybe. No, because I baby bought.
That's right, made a huge mistake
you
here.
You called me baby,
baby
bought.
Bought. Okay. All right, anyway, you can do all this for $12.50. Now, we've got two armbands to put on there, wristbands. That you can get all this and dancing. Just call 605-4567. Take your child with you. Take your loved one. Take your mom. Take your dad. Just take you. And you can go to that. Okay. This really sounds like a good time.
That's tomorrow night.
Yeah,
it's right around the corner.
That's tomorrow night.
Yeah, you should come on last week. We could really built this thing up. But as it is, sounds like a great time. Okay, and where's the money go to?
The money goes to our scholarship fund.
And this is not. Yeah, this is not just something Haas does. This is something Palo Cedro does.
This is Palo Cedro Chamber.
This is the Chamber of Commerce, right? Yeah. And you have a scholarship.
And actually, it was just something that we wanted to give back to the community as well. Something fun for everyone in Shasta County.
So. Sounds like a lot of fun. All right. Well.
Well, thank you, ladies.
And
we're
Burns.
Really excited for you guys. Of course, the Billies will be featured. And, give us a call, you guys. Tomorrow night, you get a chance here with these two purple all-day-long passes to go to the hoedown and enjoy a day at Haas Ranch. How fun to be outside under the stars with an old-fashioned, like a county fair feeling that we used to do years ago with the three-legged race and the watermelon and for those who swallow and those who don't swallow. And we're talking about watermelon season. And then, all kinds of great stuff like that. September 29th at Haas Ranch. So we do have a caller calling us.
I just want to know, did you win?
Yes, of course.
Of course, yes.
She won.
Did you say she won?
Because she swallowed.
I bet it was like watching a chainsaw go through a cottonwood, wasn't it?
I wonder how you felt the next day.
Perfectly fine.
Okay, Kim's sitting here in a state of shock. She's like, it wasn't like this at the other radio station. It wasn't like this at the other radio station. They were nice. They were respectful. We didn't talk about guns and bras and swallowing.
Ah. Oh, right. It's Friday.
Donna won. Donna,
right,
you're going to have a great time.
Great
Go down
time.
And eat a watermelon for a minute.
And call us on Monday and let us know, okay, we did this, we did this. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. And if you do, it's called the pumpkin shoot. I've heard about that for years.
The cannon.
The cannon. Okay. Where you put,
now,
that sounds like
for
fun.
$5 more. you can go out and be the pumpkin catcher.
Oh, jeez.
You run out in the field.
Really?
And they shoot. Oh, yeah.
Is that written down there?
No, but
are you making it up?
They got cows for that, actually.
Here we are.
Wait, you pick up pumpkin platter.
Here we are. You can put the L up. Bye, Eric.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Kim, we have a medic outside that will calm you as you walk out of here.
I'm just fine.
Okay.
See, she's a Palo Cedro girl. They're tough. They're tough.
That's
they know
right.
how to make it happen.
They know about cow tipping.
Yeah, they're not a California girl.
All right. Okay, we've got to go take a break here and get them out of here before I get too excited here. Cow tipping, you know. Look at Bad Bob Bobson. They took cows? They took cows?
What does that mean? Don't even go there this morning.
What's a cow?
Yeah.
All right, we got to go. All right, girl, thanks a lot. Okay, we're talking
thanks
about the hold down.
And congratulations, Donna.
And that's tomorrow. And oh, wait, there's got to be a phone number here if somebody needs any more information.
Oh, you just show up at Haas.
You can show up at Haas, and they also have more information on their website, which is historichaasfarms.com.
Okay, great. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you so much.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
Creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granite Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops. Estate Granite Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granite Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granite Things. So call today at 241-STONE or visit us online at estategranite.com.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The Greater Palo Cedro Chamber of Commerce kicks off the fall festivities at Historic Haas Ranch Saturday, September 29th with an old-time family celebration. Tons of activities, watermelon eating contests, sack races, three-legged races, BB gun and bow and arrow shooting. Purchase a raffle ticket to win a Smith & Wesson 22 semi-automatic rifle. All-day fun with contests, zip lines, pony rides, and more prizes than you can shake a stick at. It's a full day of fun, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
At 8 p.m., tear up the new dance floor under the stars with a hoedown throwdown featuring the Phillies playing a mixture of country, blues, and classic rock and roll. Cold beer and wine will be available at the watering hole. Put on your dancing shoes for a hoedown throwdown at Historic Haas Ranch. Dance gates open at 6 p.m. Band starts playing at 8 p.m. to midnight. It's a full day of fun at Historic Haas Ranch on Dersh and Deschutes Road, Saturday, September 29th.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Wow, it's Friday and things are going by fast here. All right. I didn't think we'd do 20 minutes with the hoedown at the Haas, but the girls are great and what good people they are. 7:53 in the morning. And Bad Bob, how hot is it? What's the temperature here?
Would you like a quick weather report, sir? We can certainly do that. We are looking today at hot and high pushing the century mark. Clear tonight, low of 62. Continued hot tomorrow, again at the 100-degree level, and currently 63 degrees in Reading. And the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, that's right. Linda's going to be out there singing tonight, and there's already a bunch of a number of reservations, but I think there may be some other spots opening up there. So 474-5546, jazz, and a little bit of rock and roll. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to be hot. It's going to be even hotter this week, and you want to make sure you're ready. Alliance Heating and Air, open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and they believe in quality. We know these people, and we know they stand by their work. Give them a call at 221-2642. Visit their website at homecomfort.org.
Currently 63 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. And it's going to be sunny with temperatures around 95 today. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 60. Sunny on Saturday, 95. Let's just face facts, folks. The next 4 or 5 days, we're going to have some hot temperatures here in Reading. We're not used to really at the end of September, beginning of October, for it to be record-breaking heat. But we're going to be getting up into the full moon in triple digits.
And speaking of record-breaking.
And speaking of hot.
And record-breaking, somebody walked into our studio. He was trying to find his way down the street for someplace else. And we pulled him into the studio here. Stefan Shaheen.
That's correct.
Okay. And Stefan is here because we drove by his new place last night. And he is opening a new
restaurant, Monday night grand opening.
Is it Monday night?
Monday morning,
because you're starting with breakfast.
Correction.
All right. So we're starting Monday morning. And tell us about your restaurant.
Okay, guys, we're going to bring a new restaurant to the town. It's Mediterranean cuisine and banquet. So it's going to be like opening for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 7 till 8. And except Saturday, it's going to open only for lunch. And you know what? Sunday, it's family time. We closed.
We respect that.
We open for banquet only.
Okay.
So we're going to bring a lot of nice food. It's going to be a lot of kebabs and a lot of salads. We're going to bring it all over from Greek, Italy. We're going to bring some Turkish dishes, Lebanese, Israelis, all Middle Eastern. We're going to have a lot of dips. It's going to be a lot of hummus and like baba ganoush and a lot of donuts. Stuffed grape leaves.
Lamb kebabs. All that.
We're going to have chicken kebab, lamb kebab, beef, kofta, and gyro kebab. And then it's going to be all fresh.
There's no place like this. There's no place like that in town right now.
Yeah, we start from scratch every day.
And you're in the old Yaks building on South Avenue.
That's correct. It's going to be 1715 South Street.
Okay, Stefan, tell us a little bit about you. You're a Reading resident.
I am. I've been living in Reading for the last 4 years, and I moved here from Paradise, you know, by Chico, not up in the heavens.
Not that Paradise.
You know?
Okay.
Paradise is cool.
Let's not even get into that one, okay? So Paradise
came
is
down
a nice
out
place.
Of the mountains.
It is nice. It's a great place, and we have a lot of trees, so barely you can't see anything.
But you were a business owner before this, and you've decided to move from other grocery store business.
That's right. I used to run a market for somebody, and he used to live in Michigan, and he moved back to the town, and he took over, and I have a friend, his chef, and we came to the idea to have opened a new restaurant nobody does, and we know about, and he's a great chef. So he's good at it, and we said, what the heck? Let's go for it, and we have great location.
You're going to be
really
busy.
You've got a really good location, but you've got something nobody else has. You have Greek food, and you have Turkish food, and you have that. And I don't know of any other place in town that's got that.
None.
So
I understand, rumor has it, that maybe in the future, in the near future, you may have some belly dancing?
Probably, yes. It's in our calendar. It's like idea. We need to work on it. So it's going to be like the weekends, Friday night, Saturday night.
Well, there are a lot of belly dancers here in town. We have a group of belly dancers here in town. So you've got to. Now, are you going to have any of those where you throw the plates down on the floor?
No, sir.
No. Okay.
We're not going to be that wild.
Well, I mean, if they pay for them, okay, here. Here, give me $50. You get 5 plates. Okay. Throw them on the ground. Okay.
You need a special room. You don't want to hurt anybody.
All right.
Oh, this is really exciting. You know, you just very thrilled for you to come and bring a taste of something exotic.
A taste of the Mediterranean.
Yes.
Of the Mediterranean, really, because you're doing that Mediterranean rim there.
That's correct.
And it's going to be something of everything.
Yeah, we're not going to do the North African food. It's like a different cuisine. So, as I said, a lot of kebabs made fresh daily, a lot of salad, tabbouleh and baba ganoush and patouche and a lot of Greek.
Bad bombs over here.
I know.
My wife is going to be so all over that. She loves that stuff.
You know, it's Stefan, this is dangerous.
Because we can walk there.
We can walk there. Right down the street.
You are more than welcome.
Well, you know what? First of all, congratulations on opening this restaurant.
Monday.
And,
breakfast,
Monday,
lunch, and dinner.
Starting it at 7 in the morning to 8 at night.
That's correct.
Saturdays just till for lunch, and Sundays is day of family.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Correct.
Stefan Shaheen.
That's correct.
All right. Okay. Is there a phone number? Quick.
So it's going to be the store phone number. It's 215-3500.
And it's on South Street. You can't miss
it. Where Yaks used to be.
That's
so congratulations.
Right.
Name of the restaurant.
Sky.
Sky.
All right. We come back. We're going to begin we're going to do a toast here. And we're all going to be talking about what's going on right here in the Beer Fest.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Before the shooting rampage that turned a Batman movie into a horror show in Colorado, the accused gunman had made a threat. That's in new court documents just out. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
That threat made by James Holmes against a University of Colorado professor. And according to court documents, it is why the former neuroscience grad student was banned from campus. The professor's name is blacked out on the documents. Defense attorneys say the allegations are false and claim that their client is mentally ill. These new court documents show that they have hired a psychiatrist to make their case. That leaves the question, will he plead not guilty by reason of insanity in the July shooting that left 12 people dead and 58 others injured? Dave?
Jennifer, the FDA is warning us to be careful buying prescription drugs online because you might get
unapproved drugs, drugs that are counterfeit or contaminated.
FDA Commissioner Dr. Margaret Hamburg says most internet pharmacies are frauds and you should only buy from ones based in the U.S., licensed in your state. Mitt Romney will soon rally in Pennsylvania, trailing President Obama by 5 points nationally in the new Fox News poll.
The two candidates are roughly even when we ask who do you trust more to improve the economy and to manage your tax dollars.
Fox polling director Dana Blanton, the president will be fundraising in Washington. A Connecticut man who tried to help his neighbor did more than he could have ever imagined. Responding to her fear, someone was breaking into her new Fairfield home yesterday. Jeffrey Giuliano confronted the masked person who lunged at him with a weapon. So Giuliano shot and killed the suspect who turned out to be his own 15-year-old son.
Just can't believe something like this would happen in such a small town to such a good family.
Giuliano's not been charged, but state police are investigating. 4 teenage girls will be arraigned today outside Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, charged as adults after police say they beat a mentally challenged neighbor for fun on Tuesday, recording and posting the video of it on Facebook. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
He was an immigrant's kid from Omaha, and from the start, his life was showbiz. Vaudeville, then the New York stage, but it took decades to land a Hollywood studio screen test. And the result? The director reviewing him wrote, "Can't sing, slightly bald, also dances." No one remembers that director. Everyone remembers the performer. Fred Astaire tapped dancing past criticism right into film history. Mr. Can't Sing, Slightly Bald made 71 films, picking up Oscars, Emmys, and Golden Globes. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. History is full of experts who get it wrong. Remember that. No single opinion determines your value. No one performance defines you in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There is intense fighting in Syria yet again today. Rebels trying to drive regime forces out of the city of Aleppo as the UN extends its mission investigating alleged war crimes there another 6 months. Now, the U.S. and our allies will again discuss Syria today at the UN in New York. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is there live.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton wrapping up remarks at a meeting for Arab countries in transition, like Libya and Egypt, emphasizing the importance of free speech. She will host a Friends of Syria meeting today with Western countries and allies trying to come to a resolution to stop the bloodshed in Syria. Russia, China, and Iran will not be attending. Russia and China have already blocked the UN Security Council from taking action against the Syrian regime several times in recent months. The Russian foreign minister and Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez also speaking today at the UN General Assembly. Dave?
Now, Courtney, we spent more last month than we took home. Income was up just 0.1%, but consumer spending rose 0.5% from July. Much of that was the increase in us paying more at the gas pump. On Wall Street, fresh concern about Europe's economy has the Dow down 93 points. The Deep in the Red post office has some more financial trouble. It's going to default on another payment.
For the second time this year, the U.S. Postal Service will miss a more than $5 billion payment to the federal treasury to help cover the cost of health benefits for future retirees. The post office is the only government agency or business required to make such payments. Postal officials have been trying to convince Congress to end those payments and to end Saturday mail delivery. They say those two fixes would wipe out the U.S. Postal Service's annual deficit. In Washington, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
The NFL's regular refs returned to a standing ovation last night in Baltimore with no controversy in the Ravens' win over the Browns. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our second hour here. We're going to try and, let's just pump it up. Carl and the Bot, 8:05 in the morning on September the 28th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567 for y'all out of the area. And our streaming is KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room, as many of you have. I didn't mean to cause trouble in our last segments here with pumpkin catching.
Oh, yeah, you did.
And,
yes, you did.
And how fast can you eat a watermelon there, ma'am? Okay. Before we get started, we've got, it's beer week. But before I can get to beer week, we have...
And so much more.
And so much more. We have our latest update from Wells Fargo Advisors on what's happening on Wall Street. Kathy,
good morning, Carl.
Comments.
Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 88 points at 13,397. Standard & Poor's 500 is down 8 at 1438. The NASDAQ is down 17 at 3118. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 9 cents at $8.88. General Electric down a penny at 22.72. And Pfizer down 13 cents at 24.83. Stocks of local interest, XO Group is down 22 cents at $8.23. Bank of Commerce is down a penny at $4.48. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has lowered the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.61%. Over in the commodity markets, crude oil is up 14 cents at $91.99. Gold is down $3.60 at $17.76.90. And silver is up fractionally at $34.67. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop-Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy Lathrop-Cummings there from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Head on down to Park Marina Drive and ask Kathy and Josh and Susan and Chris what's going on in Wall Street. They're going to be able to tell you. They can talk about any of these things. Okay, it's Friday.
Of course, it's Friday, and we always like to do our fitness tip, and that's usually right at 8 o'clock in the morning. We love Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance to give us, a little bit of an update on a fitness tip for the weekend. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Hello.
Hello, okay. Happy Friday.
No, we heard. We just didn't say anything.
Oh, I see how you are. That's
No, for the first time in 3 years, we just didn't mention anything.
You give good class, by the way.
Okay.
Hey guys, I want to talk about muscle confusion today. It's kind of the buzzword now in fitness. It's not new, believe it or not, but it's kind of the latest buzzword that you're hearing in fitness. And basically what that is, it's referring to more of like metabolic workouts where they're still cardiovascular in nature, but maybe they're including a little bit more lifting as well as moving fast. So we have classes that are our circuit classes, and Linda, you'll be starting those pretty soon this upcoming month with your challenge.
Oh boy.
And basically it's another way to get cardio.
The challenge meaning not just that I'm challenged, it means I'm in a fitness challenge right now.
That's right. Yeah, not that you're challenged. No, yeah, but in our
which I am
challenge that Linda's partaking in.
I'm the challenged one here.
So muscle, go ahead.
Anyway, it creates muscle confusion. In other words, it invites a variety of exercises in, but still working the muscle groups. And so each day that you're doing the class, you're doing a little bit different move. But it's 30 minutes. It's a lot shorter workout than people being on the treadmill for an hour or 45 minutes or 50 minutes, feeling that that's the only way to burn those calories. Metabolic training is short bursts of high intensity with a shorter break. So it's kind of like an interval training. And that actually does a better calorie burn in a shorter amount of time. With today's scheduling for people, how busy they are, it really gives a full workout in a much shorter time. So,
okay.
Enough of the 50 minutes on the treadmill or an hour on the treadmill. It's time to get down and dirty, get a little bit of kettlebell swings going on with some of those wild ropes, Linda, that you'll be using pretty soon.
What do you mean pretty soon?
Keep your ropes to yourself.
I have been doing kettlebells and wild ropes, and it's,
She looks great.
An hour afterwards. I've got to really get on to the fitness part, the diet part of it, but it feels so good to get back into the gym and work hard.
Yeah.
With a group of people that really inspire me and watch techniques so we know that we're really on track here. So, and you give great class and it's just really great. I travel with my almonds all the time.
Oh, good. But remember, 100% of your exercise-induced changes is related to your diet. So you want to see those changes in the gym, you got to change the eating habits, too.
Okay. Thanks, Amy. Just ruining our whole Friday night. Amy.
Amy. Don't worry about the beer.
Okay.
You're going to love this segment.
Listen to the next segment. We're going to be talking about Beer Week, and we're going to be a couple of samples probably going to be, just because I have to, Amy. It's work. I'm getting that carbo loading now.
He's taking one for the team.
Yep, that's right.
Carbs.
Yeah. Okay, hey, we're going to be right back. Thanks, Amy. Adams from Speak Performance, 8:10 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, we're here. You're not. We're going to be coming back with the Beer Week extravaganza, and we have Briar Bush from Lost Coast Brewery, and we're going to be talking beer. We'll be right back.
This old boy struck it country rich at least for a couple of weeks. I owe my daddy that 50 spot and the muffler shop the rest. But daddy and Bubba's gonna have to wait. I got an empty ice chest for this.
And comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to KPNR.
Ow, yeah, 64 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Hey, it's Friday. TGIF, if you're looking for some stuff to do, we've got you covered here. We're going to be giving you some great information. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Come and get your coffee special, iced or hot, $3 for 16 ounces. That's the best deal in town. Your coffee beans, as well as, wine and any of your tobacco needs. Great. A walk-in humidor and a meeting room, that is open to the public. Fabulous place, great Americans, and they have been a supporter of KCNR since the day we started. Shout out to Shelley and Joe. Thanks so much. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Okay. Now, something we like, Fridays, we've talked about everything that's going on. Now, there's something that's been going on for since Wednesday, and it's going to be going on through Sunday, and it's Reading Beer Week. Put on by the Reading Catalyst, or the Catalyst Reading Young Professionals. Correct. Is the name of the organization. We're just going to call them the Catalyst Club from now on, because it's way too many words for me this time of the morning. But we have with us is Chris Heydrich. Mm-hmm. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Chris Oriano.
Good morning.
Who is the daughter of really great friends of ours. And then we've got one of the main men from Lost Coast Brewery, Briar Bush.
Good morning.
Well, it helps too. Okay, we're going to turn them all on this time. Yeah, okay, here we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, Chris, tell us about Reading Beer Week.
Well, we're really excited to be hosting Reading Beer Week and having put everything together. Thanks for having us on, by the way. After talking about it, I was so impressed with your idea of bringing on beer. And then when I talked about it, saying that we could do that, finding someone like Briar to bring beer, it was amazing how quickly you guys cleared your schedule.
So. Yeah, I'm sorry, Obama just, he was calling in. And we said, look, The View, Letterman, and the bots. I mean, it's marked. He needs it marked. And I just don't think we've got room for him until after the election.
Well, thanks so much for having us. Yeah, we're really excited. Reading Beer Week started on Wednesday with an opening ceremonies, and then it's going all the way through to Sunday when we have our closing ceremonies at the Turtle Bay Arboretum. And we have basically events going on around town all day, every day. And we have, like today, for example, we have the Mary's Pizza Shack. You can stop by there anytime for tapas tastings with Lost Coast Beer. Seamus O'Leary's is having a Taste of the North, and they have all the Northern California craft brewers that have their beers on tap there. They're also having a a beer runch or a brunch tomorrow at C.R. Gibbs. They're having a beer runch at
a beer runch? Is it because it's going to get runchy afterwards?
It might be, but
it could get runchy before that. We keep this up. Let's bring the girls back in from Palestine. They're all right.
Yeah, so we are having another beer runch actually on Sunday as well at Shameless O'Leary's, and Kenny Breedlove down there is really excited. He's doing chicken and waffles.
Okay, tell me one time Kenny Breedlove has not been excited.
I know.
Okay, no. If you can tell me one time he has not been excited, I'll give you $5.
Exactly. Yeah. No, you're actually right.
Chicken and waffles.
Yeah, so he's doing the chicken waffles thing, and when I talked to him, he was just really excited I don't know that he'd even really tried it. So they're doing that, I think, with a porter or a stout. And they have the Sierra Nevada's doing a beer and a pairing over at Market Street. And then Famous Dave's on Sunday is also having a beer pairing with, I think, 5 or 10 different smoked meats. And I think Lost Coast is doing that.
Paired with Lost Coast beers.
Yeah. So are you going to be on site there?
I will be on site. And we'll be educating everybody about those beers, those pairings, and how the restaurateur and myself put it all together. And that's what makes it really fabulous, because it's not just about the beer. It's not just about the food. It's about the pairing, the fun, and the entire culture.
And that's Briar Bush here. He's the sales director for Lost Coast Brewery. And we're going to be talking to him in a little bit, because I want to talk about brewing and beer itself. But, Chris, we're going to take a break. I'm going to take an early break because I want to get into this. How did you all came up with this and what it took to put it on, and the fact that Catalyst Club is playing such a big part in our community now. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Truck of mine, paying no attention to the highway sign.
90 mile an hour, Georgia County line.
Oh, blink sack, 12-pack, back again. It's a B-double-E-double R.
Speaking with Mr. Edgar Lumpf, universally recognized as the world's most timid man, winner of the Nobel Prize for Cowardice. Mr. Lumpf.
What's that?
That's a microphone, sir.
I don't want to touch it. I'm afraid of electricity.
I'll hold it for you.
Not too close.
Mr. Lumpf, as the world's most timid man, when is the last time you were out of your house?
Last month, for my regular dental checkup.
Mr. Lumpf, I find that hard to believe. Of the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist, you have to be number one.
But Dr. William Farrell is my dentist. He offers sedation dentistry, so I don't really know what he does. I'm afraid to ask, but look at these.
Mr. Lumpf, you have a charming, gleaming smile.
All thanks to Dr. William Farrell and his wonderful staff.
And as winner of the Cowardice Award, you have a lot more to smile about.
I haven't picked it up yet. I'm afraid of flying and Norwegians.
Take it from Mr. Lumpf, the world's most timid man. You don't have to conquer your fear of dentistry. Dr. William Farrell will do that for you. Visit PaloCedroDentistry.com or call 547-5757.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
I'm called the Guru, and I'm going to teach you how to flow life's energy through your chakras so you can view the world through your third eye.
Flow freely through my what? Hate to break it to you, Mr. Guru, sir, but I've only got two eyes. Hey, Papa Bear, how's the dancing coming?
Ooh, these guys sure know how to have fun.
I know we're trying to find our inner bear and all so we can make Black Bear Diner the best it can be for our customers,
Remember, guys, the journey to enlightenment flows along a path in and out of the surrounding world.
Do you have any idea what this guy's talking about, Papa Bear?
Not really. Do you?
Nope. All I can think about is enjoying a Bigfoot chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes smothered in country gravy.
Yeah, or huge Hungry Man steak and eggs breakfast. It's served all day.
Let's go give our inner bear something to chew on.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:23 in the morning, September the 28th. Carl and Linda Bott. 530-605-4567. Got any messages? If you have any questions for our Beer Week aficionados here, or get into our chat room at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. You know what? They're your neighbors making great deals for you. Great vehicles. They've got a vehicle for you, whether it's previously owned, brand new, cars, trucks, SUVs. And then after they sell them to you at a great price, then they take great pride in how they service these vehicles. Stop on by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding, or give them a call at 223-2177, Redding Crown Motors. Okay, our guest today, you know, I couldn't pass this up. I mean, how can you pass up a chance to have a Beer Week in your studio and put it on by the Redding Catalyst Club? And we have Chris Heydrich here and Chris Ariano, and we have Briar Bush, who is the sales director of Lost Coast Brewery. And we're going to be talking about his brewery here in a couple minutes and beer, and talking about what should we be looking for in beers when we're tasting and all that. But Chris, tell us a little bit about the Catalyst Club.
Well, it's basically just, it's really kind of a meetup group. We just started thinking that it'd be a great idea to have an opportunity for young people to, meet each other other than maybe in the bar, which is obviously a great fun environment to go to, but not always the best environment to meet different people, and also get an opportunity to really get involved in the community and make Reading what they want it to be, or help all these great other organizations make Reading better, because there's a lot of great events that are going on like this weekend that a lot of times our generation didn't hear about, and I'd only hear about it after going, oh man, I wish I would have gone. So we just created this group where there's no dues, there's no attendance requirements, and it works really well because of that, because there's all the young professionals around town are typically focused on three things. They're either focused on their education, and so they only have so much time, or they're focused on their career, so they only have so much time, or they're focused on their family, or sometimes all three. And so this, we have events at different times of day, and so we get different people at different locations, and it's worked out really well. We're really excited. There's everyone just kind of shows up and does what they want to do, and you don't have to go, and you don't have to pay anything. So
we like that. Organizations, you don't have to. It's kind of like the Patriot Guard riders. You just kind of like show up. You don't have to. You just participate.
Yeah. So I think it's really a good it's a really good stepping stone, I think, to a lot of these other great organizations like Rotary or the 2030 Club or Exchange Club, where they have a little bit more structure and dues and a very solid goal. Our goal is really just to, you know, promote and throw these events, and if there's a profit from it, then we give it away to different charities. And otherwise, it's just to have a good time and hopefully keep these great young professionals that are here in Reading, here in Reading. Because a lot of times we hear them going, well, you know, I'm thinking about moving to San Francisco or Portland or wherever, but we want to try to keep them here and keep Reading cool.
And that's great. Keep the young energy, it's the flowing. So, Crystal, tell us how the conception of the beer festival or the beer week happened here in Reading. How did that begin? What's happening? How did you get involved?
Well, I think it sort of evolved, actually, because it started off with an idea, and it was going to be just kind of a one evening event, right? I mean, it was like, hey, let's do a beer night. And I think it just kept going from there, and it just kind of snowballed into, well, how come Reading, why don't we have a beer week? Other cities do beer weeks all the time, and how come Reading doesn't have one? And, well, no one's done it before. Okay, well, why can't we? I don't know. Let's do it. Okay, let's do it. So here we are. And so Chris was in on those earlier meetings, and then I kind of came on a little after and started helping after. But
yeah, a couple of us were at a Reading East Rotary where Professor Charles Bamforth came to talk from UC Davis, who's the Anheuser-Busch Endowed Professor of Malting and Brewing Sciences. And anyway, he is. Took me a while to get that one.
We have that one memorized now.
Yeah. But he,
how endowed is he?
Yeah. He's no comment there.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, he actually is an incredibly funny guy. Very, very dynamic. He talked to you. We had him come in and talk to Google. And anyway, he came and talked to Reading East Rotary. A couple of the Catalyst people were there, and he was so funny. We ran, grabbed his card, and said, "Hey, would you be willing to come back up and speak to some young professionals? We usually get maybe 80 of them to come and have breakfast and listen, and we'd love to have you come." So he said, "Sure." So we thought, well, if we're going to listen to this guy, it'd be great to have beer while we're listening to him, so maybe we should make it an evening thing. We thought, well, if we do that, then there's going to be a lot of people who want to go, and then it cascaded into running the Civic Center and talking to breweries like Briar Bush's Lost Coast, and everybody wanted to come and participate. So it just kept growing from there, and that's when Crystal jumped on board and started promoting everything with us. So.
And how has it been going?
It's been going great. We had a great turnout for our opening ceremonies.
Perfect.
On Wednesday night. We were so thrilled to see everybody come out and have a good time. We had great food. And that event was really, really the big one because all of our brewers that are involved were under one roof. You got to try and sample different brews. I mean, I sampled a couple that I otherwise might not have ever even tried. And, you know, that was really, really great. And now we have events going on through Sunday until we have our closing barbecue on Sunday. And we've just been getting really great feedback from the community, and everyone's just having a great time, so we're ecstatic.
And for those listeners that are looking into, you know, oh, that sounds really cool, website that they can go to. Plus, when we come back after the break, we're going to be talking to Briar Bush all about brewing and about a particular company that Briar is the expert with. We have about a minute left. Tell us the website that people can go to and see about the next upcoming event.
Okay, our full schedule is on readingbeerweek.com. We also have a Facebook page. It's Facebook/Reading Beer Week, and we're keeping that updated as well. So our full event schedule is on. You go out to our homepage, and then at the top corner, click on events, and it takes you to the full schedule. So you can see where everything's happening and what's going on.
All right, great. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Briar Bush from Lost Coast Brewery. You know, many of us probably wonder all about brewing. How do you get started? Where do you come from? What's it all about? And I think we've got like a main vein here that we're going to want to hear from Briar Bush. We'll be right back. KTNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Prosecutors in the Colorado movie theater shooting case say the suspect, James Holmes, was kicked off his college campus for threatening a professor.
No details on the threats or which University of Colorado professor received them. The name is blacked out on court documents. Defense attorneys say the allegations are false based on university statements and that their client is mentally ill and asked a school psychiatrist for help.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. President Obama and Mitt Romney each plan to speak on the phone today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He told the UN Iran will be close to nuclear bomb capability by next summer.
Hopefully we can try to resolve these issues peacefully as opposed to militarily.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta repeating what President Obama told the UN.
We will not allow Iran to obtain a nuclear weapon.
Iran's government claims its nuclear program is just for energy. Fox News. We report. You decide.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally.
but the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Here's North State conservative Jim Nielsen.
Hi, this is Jim Nielsen. You know, the Sacramento politicians have really made a mess of things. They increase spending and pile regulations on our farms and small businesses. And their only plan for California is to raise taxes. Taxes kill jobs. We don't need more government. We need more jobs. We don't need more regulations. We need more freedom. It's time to take back the checkbook and remind Sacramento that they aren't the boss. We are. We can start by defeating Jerry Brown's tax increase, derailing his $100 billion high-speed fantasy train, and stopping his scheme for a peripheral tunnel. North State water should be used right here to grow our crops, not shipped south to hose down tennis courts in Beverly Hills. This is Jim Nielsen,
a conservative rancher with North State values and good common sense. Jim Nielsen for Senate. He fights for us.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and about 8:35 in the morning, September the 28th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. DC Tim and the Man in Black who supported this community for a long time, and it's man's last stronghold. You don't believe me? Go up and look on the glass there. Man's last stronghold next to that rifle shot that went through it. I'm just kidding about the rifle shot. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Hey, we're here with the Catalyst Club of Reading and Chris Heydrich and Chris Ariano, who put together this whole beer week, Reading Beer Week. But now we've got with us, you know, one of the people from the Lost Coast Brewery, Briar Bush, sales director, general manager, and man that has lots of information. Good morning, Briar.
You forgot Demigod.
Demigod. Well, you know what? You've been on radio before, right? Okay, Demigod. All right. You know, we had a lot of questions, and you were kind of filling us in during the break. But how do you start a brewery? I mean, why would you start a brewery?
Well, personally, first of all, I want to make mention of the fact that I did not personally start the brewery. I was brought on by the owner group that did. No pun intended, as I was stating earlier, it takes a certain catalyst of a entrepreneur to just decide, by golly, this is where I want to go with my career track. I want to shed off what I was doing for the past 20 years, and I want to start roots, working with something that is made by hand and going back to this Renaissance movement of craft brewing. Now, this brewery started back in 1990. Right around that time, there was quite a few new entries coming on board. And then, you know, the last 4 or 5 years, it's just been a tremendous influx. But, you know, why? I think it's because of self-interest and wanting to really see something develop and a particular interest.
You know, one of the beautiful things, Briar, other guests here today about radio is you're hearing information, but you're visualizing. So I, for one, am one of those people. That's how I learn. Briar, take us through a day of what happens typically in your brewery.
Well, let's see. First thing is we stash all the scotch. What do we do? We are just broken into departments because we've got the sales and marketing departments, administration, brewing people, cellaring people, packaging, warehousing. But, you know, we interface with the populations, with whether it's our wholesalers, our retailers, our customer base. We spend a great amount of time in wanting to make sure that we're connected to those people because we want to differentiate our product from what had happened during the period of time before that with the big macro industrial brewing machines that kind of just force-fed the general population with a generic product that all kind of tasted alike. And so all of us breweries really concentrate on that human element. So the one thing I would say, what goes on inside of that brewery, human element.
Okay, so then you obviously are out scouring the countryside for hops and the types of ingredients for your beer. And then and you've got your brew masters, I guess, is that would be the name for them?
Sure.
Okay, now you talk about, you know, people go to, it used to be kind of a small field, but now it's kind of exploded with all these different entrepreneurs out there with a good beer.
Right, and, you know, we're all looking around for that special niche product with a special niche interest to the consumer so that we can kind of define what we want. But our brewery is a little bit different. We try to really stay kind of somewhat mainstream with our consumer base so that we're not too crazy out there on one side or the other. And we do put a lot of conscientiousness into our ingredients and all of our brewing. Otherwise, we wouldn't be called craft brewers, and that's what we like to kind of define ourselves as a category, more of craft rather than micro or nano or regional or small brewery. Craft is kind of the moniker that's being applied right now.
Almost, would that be almost like a boutique? Like a boutique beer?
It is, and that's kind of the terminology we're actually shying away from as a collaborative industry. Is boutique is actually a very, very small brewery, extremely small, maybe not even hardly doing much more than a handful of bottles that they're putting out, maybe with a cork finish on it or something in that regard. So we kind of stay away from that, and it usually also defines very esoteric flavors and sometimes even challenging to a lot of the population base. So we're kind of a little bit more mainstream craft mainstream.
Well, I mean, when you look at your first beer here that you brought to me, Great White.
Great White. It's our flagship.
I tell you what, who hasn't heard of Great White? Yeah. Now, what should somebody be looking for when they open up a bottle of beer?
Well, the first thing is you've got to absolutely make sure you've got good, decent glassware that you're actually serving the product in. It's just it's appropriate because it allows the beer to breathe a little bit. And so that you can pick up some of the aromas on the nose as you're actually pouring, it'll create basically that head or what we refer to as fobbing, which is German for foaming. And in that, the volatile compounds are actually rising to the surface. Just like with a red wine, you have a tendency to stir it in a glass. What you're trying to do is release some of those compounds so that the initial enjoyment comes from the satisfaction to the nose and what you're actually picking up. From there, you're looking for different flavor components, sweetness, tartness, sour, bitter, etc., that helps distinguish this from maybe a different beer that you were drinking and maybe a little bit more suiting to your palate. There's 9 billion people in the world, and there's 9 billion palates out there in the world that all want a little bit something different from their beer.
So what I'm getting is that it's about the glass. What about people who just want to just have that chilled beer in a bottle?
Well, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I'm just talking about the experience as to where to get the greatest satisfaction from. But, yeah, consuming it out of a bottle, no, there's you're not going to die from that.
Well, I have to admit, you know, Great White is it does go over your palate easily. And it does have, when you open it up, a distinctive aroma. That's nice.
It's got kefir lime leaf, which is that little lime leaf, that the little leaf that you see sometimes in Thai soup dishes other Asian fares. And those leaves are grown down in San Diego, like inland San Diego County. And it's a special farm that we actually contract to, and they handpick these leaves, and we actually put them into the initial part of the brew, and it's actually steeped in just like you would put in a big tea bag, and it allows a nice subtle citrus note going into the beer. And again, these are what you want to experience when you're drinking a beer. It's all about picking up some different subtleties. We also put coriander in there, which is the secret agent that Coca-Cola uses to kind of give it a little bit of a nutty bite.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. And in the see Bad Bob, what you missed when you just chugged that beer. Carl and the Bob, we'll be right back with our Catalyst Club and Reading Beer Week. And I think I'll open up maybe one or two.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me September 28th. We'll all be up at Anselmo Vineyards singing away with Bob Casandas on guitar, Andy Uli on bass, and Lou White. We start off the night with that good, great jazz dinner music. Later on, we're going to rock out. So come up and enjoy a fabulous five-star meal. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. That's a Friday night, and we'll be there performing from 7 to 10. Anselmo Vineyards.
After 2 years, Bigfoot is back.
October 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Aaron's,
Budweiser, Pepsi, Navajo Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires present the 15th annual Crowdy Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Obsession, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, Shocker, and many more will all come to challenge Bigfoot. Also, freestyle motocross with sick tricks and backflips. Local tough trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Plus, the Hillbilly and much more. And hey, don't you dare miss the Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. Downtown, right in front of the courthouse, Thursday night, October 4th, starting at 6 p.m. This is where you get up close, meet the drivers, and get their autographs. And it's absolutely free. Thursday night, October 4th, in front of the courthouse, downtown. The Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. And get ready for an incredible weekend at the West Coast Monster Truck National. October 5th, 6th, and 7th at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere all the time. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You know what? Sometimes you get hit with those huge bills. So what do? You just kind of, you know, you suck it up and you have to pay for that. But you know that Shasta Gas Propane is going to make a deal for you is that they can spread your heating bills out all over the year. All right, give them a call at 530-365-3793. Now, this is family-owned, and they believe in service. They believe in that concept of taking care of their customers. Great people. Shasta Gas Propane, give them a call at 365-3793. Their customers are warm friends. All right. Hey, we're here today with Chris Heydrich and Crystal Arellano and Briar Bush. We're talking the Reading Beer Week. And we're talking to Briar. He's our expert on beers here today. Okay. And Linda, you had a question about...
Well, I wanted to, we talked a little bit at the break, some of the good juice happens at the break, so let's bring it forward here in, to the show live. And, Reading Beer Week isn't just about one particular, brewery, Briar, as you were mentioning, and we were all talking about that. It's really about encompassing, everybody and the culture. Could you expound a little bit more on that?
Well, and it's a collaboration between the participating breweries and, of course, the host, and elevating the entire craft beer movement and high-quality beer movement and interfacing in with the consumers and the retailers so that we become one and we're basically just united to a particular good quality cause, being good quality beer. And then education, everything about food pairing, serving, how the beer is made, and any other questions associated with it. So it's a much higher level.
Well, you know, in the, you know, looking into the sense of education, I think we should go to the next beer. And this is called Tangerine.
Oh,
that's good. Oh, my goodness, what a nice aroma this has.
What would you pair, because I have a girlfriend that loves this, what would you pair tangerine beer with?
Okay, well, first of all, before I even jump into that, I want to briefly just explain about the beer, because this is a beer that you have to understand before you ever think about pairing. So this beer is a wheat-based beer with tangerine essence in it. There is no actual tangerine flavoring, which helps the beer kind of maintain neutral on the palate, and it's a little bit of a palate cleanser because it's kind of acidic based, and so I like to pair it up against Asian dishes, particularly the Asian dishes that are really rich and robust, and have a lot of those Southeast Asian type flavors to them, because it's a kind of a palate cleanser. I think of it as like a Mandarin chicken type dish, and even Thai dishes with red chili peppers in it, because again, it balances, it neutralizes, and it kind of cleanses the palate in between
each bite. That is tasty. That is a tasty beer, and I can see what you're saying. I can see how that would work with Thai food, and I love Thai food. Oh, that's good. Ooh.
Chili peppers.
And how do they make this?
Well, we start with basically a wheat-based style beer, which is an American Hefeweizen, and then we actually go to a process of infusing the tangerine essence, which is the hardcore, the basic elements of the tangerine fruit that has been compressed down into a near-volatile gases type state, and infuse that into the beer during the final processes of the manufacturing, and what we end up with is something that's very aromatic and very crisp.
I tell you, when you pop the top on this one, it just fills your nose with that beautiful, beautiful aroma. And it's a smooth beer that you could just see was a that you could, you know, you described it perfectly. Asian food, Thai food, maybe it's a little bit hot, and this will kind of like take care of that. We'll move that a little taste down or further away. So you don't scream.
Well, before we take a break, I just want to add into our listeners, you know, I'm not a beer drinker. And this morning I've had, you know, usually I don't drink beer. I mean, every now and then. But the tasting I just had, just a slight, to roll over the tongue, the sip today on both of these beers, the Great White and the Tangerine Beer, most excellent. I would buy these and have them in my house for those specific meals. And that is the great part of what's happening this week, educating your taste, educating your just yourself and your friends about what's happening with the culture of beer making. It's really fascinating to me because I guess I just have this. I drink wine, and so this is really exciting to me as well. We're gonna take a break. I hope you guys get excited about this as much as I am. It's like kind of like a new, kind of almost as if the windows are being cleared off. And yes, I have boot camp at 10, so I can't have too much more. I'll be right back. 18 or 1460.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
The Greater Palisadro Chamber of Commerce kicks off the fall festivities at Historic Hawes Ranch Saturday, September 29th with an old-time family celebration. Tons of activities, watermelon eating contests, sack races, three-legged races, BB gun and bow and arrow shooting. Purchase a raffle ticket to win a Smith & Wesson 22 semi-automatic rifle. All-day fun with contests, zip lines, pony rides, and more prizes than you can shake a stick at. It's a full day of fun, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
At 8 p.m., tear up the new dance floor under the stars with a hoedown throwdown featuring the Phillies, playing a mixture of country, blues, and classic rock and roll. Cold beer and wine will be available at the watering hole. Put on your dancing shoes for a hoedown throwdown at Historic Hawes Ranch. Dance gates open at 6 p.m. Band starts playing at 8 p.m. to midnight. It's a full day of fun at Historic Hawes Ranch on Dirch and Deschutes Road, Saturday, September 29th.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialists for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda
Well,
Bach.
I won't back down.
Yeah, don't back down.
No, I won't.
Make the right decision. Make down. The right decision. 8:55 in the morning, Carl and Linda Bach. Thank goodness it's Friday. And after us is going to be Shasta Startup. And right after Shasta Startup, which, you know, our regular scheduled business show of great things that are happening here in town business, then comes A Bold Truth at Ed K. Blue and Wampus. And I'm sure they're all fired up about the latest that's been happening in the world. They usually are. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. You know what? Big bike weekend's coming. You still got a chance to buy that Harley. Throw that leg over a real American machine. Feel what 600 pounds of vibrating engine feels like when you run down the road. Head on out to 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117, and they will find a bike for you. If you're going to experience the ride and live the dream, you got to go to Redding Harley-Davidson. All right. We've had a good time today. We've just had a good time today. You know, that Palisadro Girls came in. Great, 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 great. We have time. Okay. There may be a taste as I'm walking out the door.
Okay.
But a great day with Palisadro Girls, and we had our ladies, and then now we've got the Redding Beer Week with Chris Heydrich and Chris Oriano and the representative from the Briar Bush from the Lost Coast Brewery. Okay. Now, let's finish up on where everything is and all the extra things right here.
Okay, so today, like we said earlier, we've got Mary's Pizza Shack and Shameless O'Leary's. They're doing events all day long today. Go in for pint specials. Mary's is doing it's a really great deal. For $13, you get to try four different brews and paired with four different foods. And I've seen the photo. I'm going to actually go there today and try it out myself.
Okay, so they're going to have four different types of food with four different types of brew on this. So, okay, that's interesting.
With the Lost Coast beers that you're actually trying right now.
You know what? May I applaud you guys, Briar, and your people over there. This is really good stuff.
Yep. And then for those who have not tried Lost Coast and want to try Lost Coast, we've actually got a couple of different try it and buy it's today at some different locations. We've got Liquor Barn from 3 to 7. They're doing having different specials there. Also, Holiday Market in Palo Cedro. Speaking of Palo Cedro. So people out there,
they know how to party down there.
Yeah.
They know what that whole town participate in that one. Watch out.
Yep. And then there's Carnegie's today from 4 to 7. They're doing a Beer Pioneer. As they're one of our first craft brew pubs here in town, so they're doing that as well. Maxwell's Ale House, they're both doing tap specials starting from 6 p.m. to close at both locations. And then Market Street Steakhouse is also doing a Sierra Nevada dinner pairing, four-course dinner, and so that is probably going to be excellent, as Market Street always delivers. And then just through, we've got some more stuff. I'm posting the events on our page each day for our Facebook page.
Big thing Sunday, though.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. We've got a couple minutes.
Okay. So Sunday is our closing barbecue. It's going to be outdoors. It's going to be over at the Turtle Bay Quarry Patio. So where that is exactly is if you go to the Sundial Bridge and you walk across the bridge, you make a left right before you get into the Botanical Gardens. There's that outdoor patio area. We're going to have a live band. Lost Coast is actually our sponsor for that event. So you can, it's free to attend, but once you get there, you can, we're going to be selling tickets for small, food and drink tickets, basically. We're going to be barbecuing hamburgers, hot dogs. It's going to be a casual event. You do have to be 21 and older to attend that.
I'll bring my ID just in case.
Yeah, exactly. And then we have Roadrunner Taxi, who is we've partnered with, and they're giving special deals to people who show their passports to their driver. They get 10% off of their fare, or from place to place, it's only $7 to go from downtown events to uptown events. So...
drink responsibly.
Yes, absolutely.
Drink responsibly, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And again, it's Beer Week here in Reading. And thank you so much for a great week here on KCNR.
You bet. And thanks a lot to Chris Adrick and Chris Ariano, and, of course, Briar Bush from the Lost Coast Brewery. This is great. You know what? First of all, Chris, you and the gang there at Catalyst do so much for our community. Our young professionals, you all are the future. And, I think it's great that, you all and the 2030 Club and everything are doing so much for our community. Because, guess what? We're going to give it to you and, see if you can
absolutely
fix it. We've obviously had a few problems. Okay, tonight, remember, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue, Millie and Kathy. It's German food. I run down Roman salad and salad button and all that stuff. Okay, Monday, we have Dick Dickerson is going to be on. No, he's not. He's going to be on Monday. And Joy Magazine's going to be on Monday. We have Dick on later on after that. And we've got all the politicians coming this week. It's getting to be that time again. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Coming soon to a Colorado courthouse, a showdown as the defense for movie massacre suspect James Holmes accuses prosecutors of fabricating allegations about his past behavior. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Court documents unsealed today claim James Holmes was kicked off of campus after he threatened a professor. That from prosecutors who recently gave up their fight to use a notebook that Holmes sent to a school psychiatrist detailing a violent attack. The latest information conflicts with the university's statement that Holmes was denied campus access because he had withdrawn from school. The defense says just minutes before 12 people were fatally shot and 58 others injured, Holmes tried unsuccessfully to call his university psychiatrist. Holmes' attorneys plan to use a psychiatry expert, possibly indicating an insanity defense. Lisa?
Jennifer, online consumers are being warned to be more careful about where they order prescription drugs. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in D.C.
So if you're not sure about a pharmacy, you